feel great. Poetic justice. We know we are a much better team than we came up and represented ourselves. And we're off. We're ready to come back and show what kind of defense, what type of team this was, what kind of character we had. We take a lot of slack. People gave us no chance, like we barely made it playoff. We're a good football team.
It looks like this team played with anger all day. Why, Bart?
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense, like we ain't the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Welcome, everyone, to another live edition of the show. This is the RF Sports Radio Show. As you guys know, I'm your host, RF. Of course, I'll be joined by my co-host, Royce, here in just a sec. We got so much stuff to talk about tonight. We're going to recap the Mavs versus the Lakers. Talk about the Mavs versus the Bulls. They just finished up. Mavs did lose that game. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that win, the big win last night. We got some special stuff planned for tonight as well. We got live interviews, one-on-one interviews that we did right from the locker room last night with Kobe Bryant, Ron Artest, Sean Marion. I also got a chance to talk to Phil Jackson as well, too. So we have a huge show planned for you guys. If you're tuning in to us live online, you can always call in with your opinions, 323-927-2906. That's 323-927-2906. Or join our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/RFSports and join the chat room. Or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RFSportsRadio. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get the show started. Let me bring on my co-host real quick. Royce, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Rodney, what's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, I'm feeling good. I got a chance to talk to my favorite athlete of all time last night.
Yeah, I know. I know you're excited. But, you know, I just watched two great shows. By the way, it's called Chilly Night in Dallas. I just watched two great shows on TV. You know, they say history repeats itself. Growing up, I watched a show called Charlie Rose, a serious interviewer. You know what I mean? So I just watched Derrick Rose show tonight on TV. You know, he was kind of over serious. So was Derrick Rose. He's a serious point guard. Now I'm going to watch Blake Griffin, and they had a show called Mary Griffin. He's kind of a little bit over the top. Kind of like Blake Griffin, played over the top. So it's an interesting night tonight. Let's see what's going on. There's two similarities. Just thought about that. So two great shows on tonight. Blake Griffin show and the Derrick Rose show.
It's Derrick Rose show. And just to give everyone an update real quick, the Mavs did lose tonight. They lost 82-77 to Chicago. Some stoppy play down there at the end. We'll talk a lot about the Mavs as we start to get into them. And the Clippers are out to a big lead right now, 18-9, with about 5 minutes left in the first quarter. So we keep you guys updated on that. Now, if you guys haven't followed us before, make sure you go to our website, rfsportsradio.com. You can follow us there. We have all the top news stories there. And, of course, we'll have updates about what we're doing with the show. And the Super Bowl is coming to town. So we have a big Super Bowl show planned. It's going to be a whole guide for everyone coming to Dallas. We're going to tell you where to go eat, where to go shop, what places to go to in Dallas, and what places you might want to stay away from. I think that's just as important, don't you, Royce?
That's right. You're right. You know, that's in every town. That place is not to go.
Exactly. I think that's just important, especially if you're coming in from out of town for your first time here in Dallas. Let's get into a couple of top stories real fast. And a story that we had on our website, rfsportsradio.com, and this was the whole Melo trade. We've been talking about this, seems like, forever now. And we thought he was going to the Nets for a while. Then the Knicks got into play. Rumors, of course, about the Mavs. I mean, rumors about him going everywhere. Well, the owner for the Nets came out yesterday, had a big press conference, basically just to say that they're not going to pursue Carmelo Anthony anymore. Some of the words he used were, "I hereby have ceased all communications and told all the staff, do not try to make a deal with Carmelo. The price is too high." Now, why come out and have a press conference just to discuss all this? A lot of people call this tactic as a ploy to try to get the talks back going again. What do you think, Ross?
Well, you know, Ronnie, if you went tonight late on tonight when you played a Phil Jackson interview, they asked him that question. He thought it was just a ploy. So maybe it was just a ploy. But at the same time, I think the rumor about him coming to the Mavs, I think he started that one.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't start,
then I'm definitely championing that cause for him coming to the Mavs, because I'd like to see him come.
Right. Dad, you got to take credit for that rumor.
Yeah, I definitely like to see him come. But I think this is interesting. Now, if they're not going to go to New Jersey, of course, I mean, if you think about it, you know, we had Bill Lindgren on the show about a week ago. He said he's going to stay in Denver. That could very well be a possibility, but he's got to get a deal done pretty quick. Just like with the NFL, the collective bargaining agreement is coming up for the NBA, and they're in an even worse position from what I hear than the NFL is. They haven't even started to try to work out some of their differences at this point. So he's got to get that contract signed this year, because you don't want to go into next year not knowing what the new CBA is going to be. You want to go ahead and get your money locked in right now. So hopefully Melo will make a decision. Right now the ball is in his court at this point. He can basically go where he wants to go. So I guess we'll find out sooner or later where he will go.
So well, you know, you guys, I think closer to the trade deadline, we'll probably see some movement, you know, with Carmelo. So the closer we get to the trade deadline, I think by that week people will be ready to make a deal.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think they have no choice but make something done by the trade deadline. So that should be coming down the pipeline soon. We do have some late-breaking Mavs trade rumors to go over as well, so stay tuned for that. In other sports news here, Royce, let's jump to a couple of NFL action, because tomorrow night we're going to have our full NFL preview show where we get into covering the AFC Championship and also the NFC Championship as well. We'll break down the Packers and the Bears and their rivalry. We also talk, of course, about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Jets, because they're building a rivalry now as well, too. And all these quarterbacks are pretty young. Right now, Roethlisberger is the elder statesman. He's got the two Super Bowl titles. So we'll talk a lot about that tomorrow. But in news today, it looks like the Minnesota Vikings may not be playing their season opener in the Metrodome. It says it's going to take about 5 to 6 months before they even get a chance to get the Metrodome repaired. Now, they're going to go with this inflatable deal. I don't know that that's going to work. They're going to have to get a new stadium down there, but they cannot get the financing pass to get the new stadium quick enough. So they may have to start their whole season again outdoors because they can't get
the weather's been so bad. Weather's been so bad they hadn't had a break, you know, enough time to even start on it. So that's the problem they have. Yeah, but just bad weather up there. So, but, you know, that should be a lesson learned. It's not the first time this happened. You know, it's time to get a new stadium. Are they going to be playing outside, you know? So, wow.
It's like a waste of money. Right. So they're panicking, like you said, to try to get a break in the weather so they can get started. But it looks like they're not going to be able to start their season at home, which is going to be a disadvantage, I think, to them. I mean, they didn't do too well outside, especially in Minnesota. In other NFL news, speaking of AFC teams, of course, the New England Patriots, they lost their third playoff game in a row. And I had mentioned before on the show when we had the show on Tuesday night that I thought Brady was hurt. I thought really was his shoulder because he kept throwing the ball on the sideline.
Right.
Through timeouts and when he wasn't on the field. Well, Tom Brady had surgery today. He had surgery on his right foot to repair a fracture in the right foot, something he's been playing with, a stress fracture. And this was news to me. I didn't even know he had a stress fracture this year. But he comes out today. He had foot surgery. Everything went well. They say he's doing great. So apparently, you know, it's going to heal in time. No big effects with that. I mean, it's a simple procedure, but why come out with this now? Why have the surgery so quick? Why haven't we heard about it before? Is this some way of making an excuse for having a loss of this success?
Well, number one, I don't think if he was hurt, I don't think they want it known to the Jets. You know what I mean? They had to hold that back. But, you know, the whole game is, what's Brady like? You know, we always thought he played poorly that game. And maybe he did play hurt, but he definitely was a different guy. Something was wrong, you know. So
yeah, you could definitely tell something was wrong.
Right.
I mean, he just didn't look like he it was his Tom Brady self,
right.
You know, not to me anyway.
Yeah, it, you know, even his passing, you know, he was off target. He was, you know, he wasn't really mobile, you know. So it wasn't, you know, he could have been hurt, but they couldn't let that out, Rodney. You know, that would have really been.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I understand
going.
Don't
right.
let that out, but why right. let that out now? You know, that's my whole thing. It's like they're trying to build in an excuse almost about the loss. I mean, about this foot that had surgery right away. I mean, it could be no big deal, but you know how
right.
people like to talk, and people always like to look for some kind of reason or point out something, some kind
right.
of chink in the arm of Tom Brady, and maybe this was it. You know, maybe this is their way of kind
right.
of putting some
it's
of the pressure
true.
Off of him. Or off of his performance from the particular game. So there could be a reason.
Right, but, you know, you can't wait too late to have the surgery. The sooner you have it, the better you rehab. You know, next thing you know, you're in spring training camp or the mini camp, you know, you're okay. You don't want to put it off later and miss, like, the preseason, you know, trying to get better. So that may be the reason why they went on and had surgery early. So who knows? You know, Belichick, you know, he's Belichick. You know, they don't give out a lot. They don't talk a lot. And when they do it, get exposed, they deny it. So, you know, who knows what to believe that organization.
Well, that's true. That is true. And moving on to a couple of local news real quick. And we got to give everyone an update on the Rangers. The Rangers are doing some things now. So, of course, they're coming back off a World Series appearance that they lost. And our Rangers update is being sponsored by RangersFanBlog.com. Always go to RangersFanBlog.com. You can find all the latest Rangers news there, from signings to what they're working on. It gives you everything, everything. I follow these guys on Twitter, and I get everything from them, up to the minute updates about the Texas Rangers, so check them out. But they had a story, and we didn't get a chance to report this last time. We ran out of time. But, of course, Rangers are dealing with arbitration right now. They got several players up for arbitration. They're trying to get them signed as quick as possible to avoid going to court, to get any kind of court-ordered salary. And they did sign C.J. Wilson. They did give him $7 million for this next season. And Nelson Cruz got $3.56 million for next season. And both are going to have about $150,000 in incentives. So they got those two guys locked up.
Now,
the big thing they got to lock up is Josh Hamilton. He's up for arbitration now as well, too. And they've got a pretty big gap between the two. Hamilton wants $12 million, and the Rangers are willing to offer $8.7 million. So there's a little bit of gap there. If they go to arbitration, I think he'll definitely get the $12 million. I mean, there's no question about that. You just had Cecil Fielder from the Brewers get a new deal for $15 million per year.
Yeah.
And of course, Josh is coming off an AL MVP season, so – what do you do at this point? Do you go ahead and give him what he wants and get it out the way, or do you want this thing to go to court? The hopes that maybe they can get that number down.
Well, if he goes to court, he'll get it anyway, so you might as well try to lock it down now. But I hope they don't tweak this team too much, you know what I mean? They're making a lot of big changes. A lot of these guys, they need to lock down, you know what I mean? They don't need to make too many changes. But I think it's a very good team, you know, where they're at, you know, they made them. The World Series. But I kind of like the acquisition they're getting. I do like, you know, like a damn player. But he's going to get it. Go ahead and give it to him. The guy deserves it. You know, the MVP.
Yeah. So they're only about $3.3 million apart. And, of course, they make that up in incentives or other different clauses throughout the contract. I think they'll definitely get something done. I know they're working on something right now. They've got two other eligible players for arbitration also, Frank Francisco. They're only a few, maybe $500,000 away from what his number wants to be, and also Darren O'Day, which he's up for arbitration as well. But they'll get those guys signed definitely. And if you're in the Dallas area, if you're tuning in to us, if you listen to us in the Dallas area or Fort Worth area, they want to make an announcement that this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, they're going to have a fan fest where you can come and get autographs from all the players. RangersFanBlog.com will definitely be there also with some giveaways. But on Saturday, they're going to have Adrian Beltre, the new Ranger, Derek Holland, Nolan Ryan, Taylor Teagard, Nelson Cruz, C.J. Wilson, Kobe Lewis. All those guys will be there on Saturday to sign autographs, including Ron Washington. And on Sunday, they have Josh Hamilton, Chris Davis, Ian Kinsler, Michael Young, Darren Oliver, and Arthur Rhodes. So if you want to get that schedule or find out how you can get tickets, check RangersFanBlog.com or give the Rangers a call at 972-RANGERS and visit their FanFest page online at TexasRangers.com and get tickets for that and support our local teams. We definitely need the support here. If you listen to us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, definitely.
Yeah. Just to start, all the festivities are going to happen, you know, leading up to Super Bowl, right? You know, some every weekend. So if you're a sports fan, man, Dallas is the place to be. Right.
It is the place to be. You're right. Let's take a quick commercial break real fast. Let's get reset. We got to talk some Mavs talk. We got interviews coming up from Kobe Bryant. We have interviews from Ron Artest. Royce, you got a chance to spend some time with Phil Jackson. Also, too, and, of course, we got our Mavs on the show, Sean Marion, Jay Kidd. So let's go ahead and get reset, pay a couple of bills. When we come back, you listen to the RF Sports Radio Show, sports radio from a fan's perspective.
Super Bowl is coming. Don't miss a chance for your business, product, service, or website to reach thousands of sports fans from around the world that will be coming to our backyard in Dallas-Fort Worth. We have several Super Bowl shows and appearances planned for the biggest evening in sports. We have street teams available to get your message in the hands of sports fans. Don't miss out on reduced advertising rates for more bang for your buck. Email rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. See you at the Super Bowl.
The new release from Rifleman, Smoke in the City, available now. Album features Blowfly, Mayhem, Kenfolk Jack, and the Grit Boys, with many, many other. Also featuring production from super producer, none other than Big Crit. Available now at all of your favorite online retailers, iTunes, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, 7 Digital, E-Music, and every other major online retailer that you can think of. Don't wait, go pick up Smoke in the City now.
Tax time is coming, and you know you want your rapid refund as quick as possible. Call On Time Tax Services at 214-431-7853. That's 214-431-7853. Mention RF Sports Radio and get half off on your preparation fees. Call On Time Tax Services 214-431-7853 to get your rapid refund on time.
Hi, this is Pastor Monica Wallace. I want to personally invite you to Kingdom Encounter every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter each and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hear what the Kingdom has to offer you and have your own encounter. That's blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Encounter Sundays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time with me, Pastor Monica Wallace, and may God bless you.
Calling all models, calling all actors, all music artists, calling all comedians and producers. I got a question for you. Have you been having trouble finding gigs, and not just gigs, but paid gigs? Well, if that's you, look no further. Okay. We've got the perfect solution for your problem. Go to WeBookGigs.info right now.
Okay.
Sign up and create your profile. And let me tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get updates about shows and paid gigs sent directly to your personal Twitter, Facebook, email, and your phone. Now, the best thing about WeBookGigs.info is it's absolutely no cost to sign up. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. WeBookGigs.info right now.
Right now.
And you are back with us live. You're on the RF Sports Radio Show. We're back again. We just got to talking about a lot of the top stories in the sports world today. Everything from the NFL to the Rangers and what they have going on also. So now it's time to get into a little Mavs talk. And kind of bittersweet, kind of. I mean, the Mavs win last night a big game. They snapped a six-game losing streak. They did improve to 27-14 after 41 games. The same record that they have at the halfway point last season. But they did lose six straight. They win a big game against the Lakers, 109-100. But they turn around and go to Chicago tonight and lose a game to the Bulls. So let me bring on Royce back on real quick. Let's start with the Mavs and Lakers game first, if we can start there, because I know we were at that game. And it was an ESPN production, of course. There were a lot of people there. It was a packed house. And before the game, Royce, you got a chance to spend a little time with Phil Jackson. Of course, he's on his farewell tour of the NBA, going to different arenas, and people get a chance to talk to him a lot back there. Talk a little bit about his demeanor and what you learned from Phil before the game.
Well, you know, Phil's one of the coolest guys. I mean, he's even cooler in person than he is on TV. He's really laid back. And, you know, it's fun talking to him. You know, it's probably his last go-around. So right now I had a chance to see Phil up close and personal. And, you know, you listen to the interview. He's a real funny guy. Him and Mark Cuban had this little feud going on. He talked about that a little bit in the interview. So,
yeah.
You know, we hear a lot from Phil. Yeah, guy can talk. He really can.
Yeah, let's start with that real quick. Before we get into it, let me bring on our other host here, Rick. Rick, we got you on with us live, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Royce, how's it going, man?
Cold like the Mavs, man. It's cold.
Man, it's some strange stuff going on with the Mavs, ain't it?
Right. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Now, let's talk a little bit about this whole Cuban and Phil Jackson deal. I mean, I've been following online. I mean, I know they've been taking little cheap shots at each other, which is something that they normally do throughout the season. Nothing changed there. But Mark Cuban kind of amped it up a little bit this week. He made some comments about Phil being the boy toy of the Lakers, and referencing the part that he actually is married to the owner's daughter. And then before the game, we were talking to Mark, and Mark made the comment of, you know, a reporter asked him basically when Phil retires, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to follow him then? And how are you going to make your comments about him then? Right. He said, well, it'd be easy for me to follow him. All I have to do is go to boytournation.com and look for Phil Jackson.
Wow.
And they got a bunch of laughs, and, of course, they had the chance to ask Phil about that as well, too. In his remark, he didn't really want to comment. He just said, I'm more concerned about the Mavs than I am Mark Cuban, which I thought there was something. But, Royce, they spent a lot of time on that. I mean, what's the deal here? I mean, this is Phil Jackson and Mark Cuban. Is it just all in fun, or do you think these guys really, really like each other and respect each other?
I think they do respect each other. I think it's just something to keep the thing going. You know, Phil is a Zen master. You know, it's a mind game. Yeah, I think he likes pushing Mark Cuban's butt. So, you know, what does he have to prove to Mark Cuban? Nothing. You know?
Right, exactly. He didn't have anything to prove to Mark Cuban.
Right.
This
That's
is what
true.
Phil Jackson had to say when he was kept getting pressed about the whole Cuban deal and where did this thing actually start.
I haven't had any back or forth with him. He just chimed in. He just got involved in it. But, you know, I'm, you know, one of the things I missed out on when I came back was Dolce Caron Butler. And, I think it all started when I said, you know, Dow's going to miss Caron out there in the floor. It's going to be hard to replace. And I must have, you know, just put a spur in, you know, Mark's side for some reason. I think decided that was a good comment. So he made a comment about it, but I had no idea why.
Man,
I haven't had any back or
forth. He's actually referencing when he came back to coach the L.A. Lakers. He did not have Caron Butler. He had got traded. Caron was a Laker at one time. And I guess they got Cuban riled up. But, Rick, you should have seen it, man, last night. And that was the whole topic of before the game was Cuban versus Phil, I guess, trying to take some pressure off of what really needed to happen. They really need to get a win last night. That was the main thing, right?
Definitely that was the main thing. I mean, I'm sure everybody's entertained by – you know, the little spat that's going on between the two. I am. You know, I get a little kick out of it. But, you know, I really think they have a tremendous amount of respect for one another, you know, and neither one of them have anything to prove to the other one. You know, one of them win championships, the other one own things, you know. So, you know, both of them are highly respected. So, you know, the Mavs needed to get out there and get them a win, you know, and they had one of those nights. You know, frankly, I don't know that, and I don't want to rain on their parade, but, you know, I don't know that they'll have very many games like that. The way that they played last night, I don't know that there's too many teams in the NBA that could beat them. you know, yeah. And they just they came out on fire and had one of those nights. And L.A. was trying to get the ball down low, and they was taking advantage of it. But for some reason, L.A. kind of got away from it. And then you know how the story goes. Once
yeah.
L.A. get
yeah.
away from it, Kobe Bryant tried to take over at the end, and downhill.
And before we jump to the Mavs coach, Rick Carlisle, Phil did make a comment, like you said, Russ, about the whole Melo trade. Phil's been in the league for a long time. He's got a respected opinion. And this is what he had to say about the whole Melo trade and the Nets having a press conference announcing that they were pulling away from the trade.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen there. You know, I would imagine it could be a ploy. You know, let's speed this up or let's get this going or else nothing's going to happen. Or, you know, it is what it is. It's factual and, you know, he's stating the obvious. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Man, that was Phil's comments about that. And, Royce, we talked about that. It could be a ploy for them to kind of get the talks going. But who knows at this point, Melo shut down and the Nets apparently have shut down as well, too. I did speak with Rick Carlisle before the game at the press conference, and some of his things that he said, he was saying that they had a good practice the day before, had a good shoot around that morning, and he really felt like they have not played a good brand of basketball, period. He said they worked on defense a lot in practice, and when everyone asked him about the effort, you know, everyone makes this whole point about they're not giving enough effort. He says more so like a focus and concentration. Well, that night, they had a lot of focus and concentration, mainly Jason Kidd. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Jason Kidd was on fire. 5 of 8 from the three-point line, 21 points. I mean, Jay Kidd had a big game, and that was his season high with 21 points and 10 assists, but you can't expect him to do that every game. Am I right, Royce?
No, exactly. But somebody had to step it up. You know, their coordinator, as usual, said you could tell he was still a little hurt, and it was obvious in the game tonight. But somebody had to step up. Jason Kidd cannot do this night after night, you know. So I'm glad he did. He had a good game. And, wow, without him, they wouldn't have won.
And, Rick, how important is for Jay Kidd to be that three-point shooter? Now, what people don't know is Jay Kidd was third in the league with three-point shots made last year. He was shooting 42% from the three-point line last year. How big is him for now to find his shot? He has a couple of months where he really struggled shooting the ball. Even the game before, the Detroit Pistons game didn't have any points. How big is it for Jay Kidd to hit that three-point shot?
I mean, it's huge. It's huge for him. But what people don't really understand is, you know, they get caught up into, you know, all the glitter and gleam of scoring all the points. That's not Jason Kidd's game.
No, Jason
Kidd can do it, you know, and it's obvious. I think he should get a lot more credit than what he actually gets. You know, he can do it. That's just not his game. He just doesn't, you know, he doesn't play that way, you know, but he has the capability to do it. And the night that he had last night, you know, 21 points, a lot of people have not heard you mention it. They forget about the 10 assists that he had, you know. That's
exactly
Jason Kidd's game. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They actually got out there. They played some pretty good defense. You know, he got fast break points, you know, and he was dishing the ball off. Sean Marion dumped in 22, I believe, as well. You know,
that
was a big game for the Mavericks. You know what I mean? But they're not going to have those type of games night in and night out, you know. And how many times are you going to see the Mavs win when Dirk Nowitzki only scores 17 points?
Yeah, and that was a big thing. That was a big thing. Dirk, visibly, Rick, you could tell late in that fourth quarter. I mean, he went out in the third, but late in that fourth quarter, he was limping around the court. Had no explosiveness getting off the ground.
No lift.
Couldn't do hardly
no
anything. I mean, Royce, you saw it too.
Right. No lift. And you know, the offense is really not built around Jason Kidd. You know, he's the guy that makes him go. But when you have to ask him to be the assist guy and the leading scorer, that's just too big a role. And the offense is not even built around Jason Kidd. You know, it's built around Dirk. You know, it's built around Dirk. So, but he stepped up. You know, somebody had to. It was six games in a row. We kept asking who on this team is going to step up. And he did. I mean, you know, it was his night. You know.
Yeah.
But it shocked everybody in America. And you gotta give them match credit for it. I mean, it was a good score. Like I said, you don't have that many games, so they gotta get credit for that.
Oh, yeah.
And Tyson Chandler had a gutsy performance as well. We'll talk a little bit about him. But
right.
This is Coach Carlisle after the game, during the post game, talking about Jay Kidd and the night that he had last night when the Mavs beat the Lakers.
Hey, look, Jay Kidd was, you know, he was aggressive. He was going to be aggressive. And the thing you love about his game, the first couple shots didn't go down, but he just stayed with it, you know, and he just kept after it. And right now that's got to be who we are. You know, it's just one of those times where persistence is gonna carry the day. And the persistence was what got it done for us tonight.
All right, Chandler.
And that's exactly right. I mean, he said exactly what you guys said. It was his night that night, and persistent was his thing. He kept firing the ball. Even he commented after the game about being around this team and the players he has on this team, that they keep telling him shoot the ball. No matter how bad of a shooting slump he in, just keep shooting the ball, and eventually it's going to fall. And this is Jay Kidd talking after the game about making shots and having a big night last night.
Game of basketball can be cruel sometimes, and also fun. And so for me personally, I had some great looks this season, and I just haven't been making them. But I got great teammates, coaching staff that keeps encouraging me to take the shots when I'm open, and they finally started to fall for me tonight.
Yeah, that's really what happened, Royce. They just started falling. I mean, 5 for 8 from the 3-point line is huge. I mean, and you mentioned Marion, Rick. Marion had a great night. He was actually 10 for 12 shooting, 22 points. How big of a contribution is he coming off that bench?
What? I mean, incredibly huge for the Mavericks. You know, he's one of those guys that can play multiple positions, and he can defend, you know. Scoring is nothing that you really ask Sean Marion to do. So when he gives you points like that, you know, you got to appreciate it. You know, they expect him to go out there and get 10 or 12 points. You know, they know he's capable to do that, but so is most of the NBA. You know, Sean Marion just had one of those games, and if he could pitch in like that, that'll supplement some of the points that they've been missing.
Yeah. Sean Marion should take an even bigger role now, right?
Well, you know, Sean Marion played around the basket. You know, they've had very few plays they run for him. You know what I mean? Maybe a screen. But he's a cleanup guy. You know, he plays around the basket. He gets rebounds. You know what I mean? He's cutting to the basket. He's a utility guy. You know what I mean? They need him more now since Butler's gone, you know, because they need somebody to play around the basket. That's what, that's where the game is won, in the paint. They actually got killed in the paint. You know,
that's true.
They said double pick. You know, they were twice, the Lakers were twice with the Mavericks were. I think it was like 29 or 14. So he's a paint guy. You know, we need him. If he plays like that, you know, Sean Mann plays like that, they got a real good chance of winning a couple more games. You know?
Yeah, you're right. And they got really killed on the second chance points last night.
Oh,
Lakers
man,
had 14. The Mavericks only had 9. And as far as you mentioned points in the paint, the Lakers had 52. The Mavs only had 38, you know. And then there was the whole contribution of having Tyson Chandler out of the game.
Right.
But we caught up with Marion in the locker room and asked him exactly what you talked about, Royce, his role now in this team and how big was it to get a win?
How big was it not to kind of snap this losing streak, getting a win against a good team like L.A.?
It was a great win. You know, we needed this one, and we went out there and got it done. You know, we just got to keep it going.
And talk a little bit about having to raise your play. I know with Karam being out, you've been able to provide a lot of offense, be a whole leader on the floor. Talk a little bit about, you know, your role. Is it changing now?
Well, you know, this team is built on a lot of different collaborations of players, and we all contribute. So, you know, Karam was, having an amazing year this year as well. So everybody's been playing amazing until injuries hit. But at the same time, everybody knows what we got to do, and everybody's capable of doing certain things. You know, I've been in certain situations my whole career, you know what I'm saying, where I'm going to get certain things done. I just got to, get an opportunity, I'm going to make it happen. You know, that's all it boils down to, we just got to help each other and build off of it.
And that was Sean Marion talking exactly what we talked about, his role changing and building off of that. It's kind of funny talking about this win from last night because they lost today, but we got to talk about the win nonetheless. And a huge contribution for their win last night, Rick, had to be Tyson Chandler. You know, Tyson Chandler comes back. He missed the last two games because of flu symptoms. And I found out before the game, they say he's been suffering from these flu symptoms since the Orlando game, even further back when they started the whole losing streak. So that could have been a huge factor for them losing six straight games. But he comes in, and the whole first half he spent throwing up in the locker room, leaving the court, going to throw up in the locker room, coming back. They saw him at halftime. He came back and played huge in that fourth quarter. And this was Carlisle talking about the performance that Tyson Chandler had overcoming his illness to come out and give the Mavs a good game last night.
Well, he was puking in the locker room, during the first half. And at that point, I wasn't sure. We weren't certain that he was even going to be able to go anymore. But he really – he gave us an emotional, spiritual lift. And then his play was great. The stops in the third quarter got our defense going. And we did a much better job defensively, in the second half. So that was the key to the game.
And he mentioned that being the key to the game, Royce. How big is Tyson Chandler for this team?
Well, it's a good thing he did play because we're not getting anything from our other big guys. Brendan Haywood, we need him sick or not. Because, he's the best we got. I don't know what's wrong with our backup centers, man. We're not getting any productivity out of him. So, we need him.
Question, Rick. What's going on with Brendan Haywood? I mean, he had a decent year last year playing backup for Dan Pierre. He comes in. I mean, he doesn't get the starting job this year because of the Tyson Chandler move. But what's the deal with his game this year?
I mean, to be honest with you, I think the only thing wrong with his game is he's not getting a whole lot of minutes. He's actually productive when he gets out there. When he's only getting, anywhere from 9 to 12 minutes a game, he can't, really get into a rhythm and do much of anything. I mean, he's a valuable player. I'm not saying, that he's just one of the best in the league, but he should be able to give you something out there. He just can't get no minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Rick? They say when you play better, you get more minutes. So apparently, he's not getting, that's the way Carlisle feels. He's not getting what he's getting out of him. That's why he's on the bench.
That could be true. But then at the same time, maybe he's just getting so much from Tyson Chandler, which actually he is.
Right.
It's hard to fit him in. Brendan Haywood can only play the center position, and Tyson Chandler is pretty much boss hog in those minutes.
Right.
Let's take a couple of callers real quick and get some other people to weigh in on the Mavs. They do lose tonight to the Chicago Bulls, but last night they had a big win to snap a six-game losing streak, and we're, of course, playing interviews that we did from that game. Let's take a couple of callers real fast. 6037, I think I definitely know who this is. You're live on the RF Sports Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on to everybody? How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
I'm doing good. Hey, what's up with it, man? Appreciate you guys having me on the show tonight.
Happy Thursday night, Coach.
Happy Thursday night. I just wanted to say that this is what I was looking for. This game to me was the one that I looked forward to all season. I got to say, with the Mavericks, I always expected them to play well in the regular season. I think since the days of Charles Barkley, really just coining that phrase or that stigma to the Mavericks, we sort of have seen how they play during the regular season. Always very well. Well, when you put them up against the great coaching of the Lakers and you get great bench play from, good veteran players and coming off the bench and you have a win like this, this is what I want to see the Mavericks do. This is what excites me to watch more games. This is what excites me to pull and root as a fan expecting them to win. So I'm pleased overall.
Yeah, I agree with you too. And I don't know if you guys knew this. I thought this was kind of interesting. I didn't realize it till last night's game, but as long as the Mavs have been such a good team, a team that's been in playoffs, for so many years, the Dirk years, the Nash years, everything, and as long as the Lakers have been good during the Kobe, even the Shaq years, they've never played each other in the playoffs. They've both been in the Western Conference. They've both been dominant teams in the West, and they've never faced each other in the playoffs.
True.
I thought that was – I didn't even realize that until last night.
Jackson brought that up. brought that up. He said it never.
Hey, and I got some more interesting news for you. Have you talked about the Mavs being interested in any trade talks here yet?
Oh yeah, we might as well go ahead and break that story now. They apparently, Paige Stojakovic is going to be a Maverick by Friday night, or maybe Saturday morning, as from what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Apparently, the Raptors have they're bound out his contract so they can release him, and the Mavs are going to be trading. Speaking of big man, trading Alexis Ajinka to the Raptors so they can create a roster spot for Paige to come to the team. So they're trying to add shooters. I mean, they did add Sasha Pavlovic. Now they're trying to add more shooters and spread the floor. He's not Karan Butler, Rick, but he can put up a couple of threes, and the Mavs are 18-1 whenever they score 100 points. So maybe that was the whole reason for bringing in Pager.
I mean, it definitely will help him out. I mean, he's 6'10", he's long, and he can shoot the three. You know, not really a good defender, but his only problem lately is just he's been injured. You know, people have seen that he can score points, so obviously they'll look for him. But what I wanted to tell you was actually a little bit better news. I just heard about 45 minutes ago that the Mavs are going to try and get into the talks for Carmelo.
Mm. And there you go. My plan has worked.
They talking about offering up, or at least word has it right now, that it would be Brendan Haywood, it would be Roddy Beauvoir, and it would be Karan Butler's expiring contract. They're going to give up two future first-rounders and two future second-rounders.
Wow.
Carmelo Anthony.
Done deal.
You know, that's the stuff that's out there now. I actually heard that, like I said, about 45 minutes ago. Of course, some people talked about it and said it'll probably end up getting shot down, but it's just a rumor now, but look for it.
Rick, don't tell Rodney that, man.
Hey, it's a dumb
deal. I wanted him to hear that. I think he would be excited about that. I thought he would have heard it himself, you know?
That's a done deal. We said that three untouchable players on the team were going to be Dirk, Tyson, and Jay Kidd, and neither one of them were getting touched.
That would be a done deal for him.
But speaking of new guys on the team, we got to talk about Sasha Pavlovic because I was surprised he actually started last night. Yeah, he was on the start lineup last night, and he was surprised too. He even said on start, he said that, yeah, I was surprised a little bit, but I didn't really think too much about it right after that because it could be worse for me. I was just focused on the game so I can play as hard as I can. But he started last night, broken nose and all. He did have a decent performance. He came out and had 11 points, was 5-7, shooting field goals, but also 1-for-3 from the three-point line, a big three-pointer too. And he did earn himself another 10-day contract. Is this a guy they're going to look to be keeping along with the Mavs, Rick, or you think they're looking for him to maybe be possible a part of another trade too?
I mean, I'm sure if a trade comes up and he needs to be the piece, they wouldn't have any problems letting him go. But right now, I think Rick Carlisle is just putting the feelers out there. He's trying to feel his team still and see what he got. You know, how can he make something happen. You know, that's all Carlisle doing right now. So I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock into him starting. I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock into him actually being around here a long time either, you know. But it wouldn't surprise me if the Mavs would keep him because he could score some points if he gets minutes.
Yeah, he didn't have a choice because he's tried everything else. I mean, you know, that's the only thing he hadn't tried. Right.
Yeah.
So they tried every lineup they could.
Well, he did speak very highly of Sasha after the game, and this is what Rick had to say about him starting and his performance last night.
And also, I just had a feeling that Pavlovic could really give us something as a starter. And he showed some things that he hadn't shown so far. And in fairness, this is really the first, you know, big-time opportunity he's gotten since he's been here. So, he's coming off a broken nose. He probably got it rebroken on that first play. So, and he hung in there, and he played a hell of a game. And he played an all-around game, and he helped us get shots. He made big shots, and he defended well. So, so I'm happy for him.
Did they lock up a second
10-day
contract with Sasha?
Stay tuned. I think it's I think it's fair to say that he's earned strong consideration.
Well, that strong consideration did turn into a brand new 10-day contract that he did sign today. So he's going to be in the team for a little bit longer. And, of course, the trade talks are already out there. Rick just broke a great story about Melo coming here. I'm definitely excited. So we got to talk about that a little bit further. Let's take a quick break real quick, guys. I want everyone to stay with me. I got Chose on the line, Royce, Rick. So we got to talk a little bit more Mavs talk. I'm also excited because I got a chance to talk to the greatest basketball player right now walking the earth. So we'll talk about him a little bit next. And you listen to us live on the RF Sports Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where we do sports from a fan's perspective.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm here live with my good friend, CEO and creator of LawApps.com, Jared Rice. Why don't you let everyone know exactly what LawApps.com is?
It's a mobilized version of an attorney's regular website so that people can access the site on mobile phones like smartphones, whether it be HTC, iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm, or any Windows-based system.
So why does an attorney need LawApps.com?
Well, if you have a regular website and people are pulling it up on their mobile phone, obviously they can't see it. So if you don't have a mobilized version of your site, you're missing out on millions of customers. And, you know, for business, that's not a good thing, especially in 2011.
So what's the best way for people to get in contact with LawApps.com?
Go to our website at lawapps.com, and apps is spelled with a Z on the end, not an S. Or they can give us a call at our toll-free number, 1-888-974-6784. That's 1-888-974-6784.
And it's lawapps.com, LAWAPPZ.com. Get your law firm out of the dark ages.
Super Bowl is coming. Don't miss the chance for your business product, service, or website to reach thousands of sports fans from around the world that will be coming to our backyard in Dallas-Fort Worth. We have several Super Bowl shows and appearances planned for the biggest evening in sports. We have street teams available to get your message in the hands of sports fans. Don't miss out on reduced advertising rates for more bang for your buck. Email rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. See you at the Super Bowl.
And we are back live for our Thursday night show. You listen to the RF Sports Radio Show. We want to remind everyone you can always go online and download the show. If you have iTunes, you have an iPhone, you have an iPad, subscribe to the show. Just go to iTunes.com and, of course, just do a search for podcasts and do a search for RF Sports Radio Show. And you can have the show delivered to your iTunes device on a timely fashion so you can stay in contact with the show every day because we do come on every day as well, too. Let me bring my guys back on, Royce, Rick, Chosen. Let me bring you guys back on real quick. Last night, I must say, was a proud moment for me. Rick, and I know you know this, Royce, I know you know this, too. But I had a chance to get a little one-on-one time with a guy that I think is the best player in the league right now, best player in the league for a long time, only second to one other player all time. But I did get a chance to speak to him last night, so I want to play the interview for you real quick. I'll let you guys react to some of the things he said because he did bring up some points I think we need to discuss. But this is a chance I got to meet with Kobe Bryant and talk to him, and this is a one-on-one we did with him last night.
Again tonight, I know you guys want to come in to get the win. What happened out there tonight as far as you guys losing the lead, especially in the second half?
Well, we gave it too many easy looks. You know, they shot, you know, such a high percentage from the field because of our lack of defense and defense recognition. We just didn't do a good job of that thing.
So what's next? How do you guys do next? What are you going to build on from tonight's game?
Just work on our execution defensively. I mean, we took a step back tonight, so just got to go back to the drawing board tomorrow. Just look at some things that we, you know, mistakes that we made tonight and try not to make them next time. We're making mistakes all night. We just managed to, you know, keep the lead because offensively, you know, things were going well for us. You know, so it's one of those games where it's, you know, fool's gold. You're playing well offensively, you got a lead, you know, but defensively, you're making a lot of mistakes. You know, they're just not making shots, and then they start making shots, and you know, took over the game. You know, Dirk's one of the best, so it's you know, makes a big difference when he's out there.
So, are you looking forward to the All-Star break?
What break?
Break?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be fun playing Staples Center. You know, front of home crowd. So that should be exciting. Hopefully I have a couple of my teammates with me.
And it was Kobe Bryant last night's game right here in Dallas when they lost to the Mavs last night. But one thing I wanted to ask you guys about, what you heard in the interview, he mentioned how Dirk was one of the best. He spoke very, very highly of Dirk. They played together, of course, for a long time. But he did mention about the All-Star game, which is coming up, and he wants some of his teammates to be there. If you had to put one other teammate of the Lakers in there, Royce, who would you put in there besides Kobe?
Rick and Josie, y'all still online? I had one thing to say about this whole interview. Rodney made me videotape it. I didn't get him in the shot. I had to hear it all night long. I didn't get his face. I was just Kobe. I had to hear it all night long. But, he does have respect for Doug. That's all I have to say about that old Kobe thing. So.
Hey, man, it's good. I mean, haters are fans, too. Rick, if you had to put one other player in the Lakers on the All-Star team, who would it be?
I would have to go with Paul Gasol. You know, I mean, he's really the second piece to the puzzle there, you know, for L.A., you know, I mean, Lamar Odom is up and down and actually been having a pretty good year, one of his better seasons. But, you know, I would end up going with the more familiar name, you know, coming out of that squad, and it'll probably be Paul Gasol.
Mm. And Tosa, what about you, man? I know you follow basketball as well, too. If you had to put one other player from that Lakers team to make it to the All-Star game and play with Kobe, who would that be?
I would like to see Ron Artest. Make it out there. I think Ron Artest is a bad boy. He's a fellow rapper. At one point in time, he was talking about he wanted to quit his basketball career too bad. So I'd like to see him get.
I did get a chance to talk to him too. And I'm going to tell you right now, Ron kind of laid out on me, man. I asked him a couple of questions. He just seemed like he was off. I don't know. Maybe he just was upset about the loss. But I'll let you guys hear. You be the judge of Ron Artest. I think he was lightweight, kind of dissing me lightweight, but check it out and let me know.
Ron Artest, tonight you guys seem pretty even stats-wise, although they got a lot of 3 points, seemed like to be the difference of the game. Did you guys do anything different defensively? Did you try to change it up anywhere in the second half? Because they got a lot of shots off in the second half.
Let's see. I can't call it, you know. Like usually when I play a game, I usually forget and move on to the next game.
Right.
You know, so I don't really have, I usually don't have a lot of thoughts about the game until I watch it.
Yeah.
Until I watch the tape, but, you know, they won, so. I've got it 3 more times.
Are you looking forward to the All-Star break and the All-Star games on your home floor this week?
That's right. That's too far ahead.
Yeah.
Too far ahead to look at. We got a big V on the road, so it's too far ahead to think about All-Star right now.
Right.
Yeah, you just gotta worry about the games, and then, you know, when it comes.
Now, you tell me, how do you not know the All-Star game is on your home floor? How do you not know that? I mean, Chosen, when you know if the All-Star game has been playing on your home court?
I definitely think that I would know that, and again, which is why I said I would like to see Ron Artest in the game. The guy is a character. That's what the All-Star game is about, being entertained, so we need more of those guys.
Now, Rick, let me ask you, you heard the interview, man. Was he dissing me? Was he dissing me on the interview, man?
You know, I really think that he was trying to be funny, you know, when he said that. That's what it sounded like to me. But, you know, with what he said, you know, I think Ron Artest really, man, is misunderstood. I really think so. I mean, you know, he really kind of said the right thing, but just he got a strange way of expressing himself. You know, he mentioned that, you know, look, I'm not even worried about what just happened in this game. I'm looking forward to the next game. We play, we lost, let's move on. I'm not even worried about that. You know, and that's not really such a bad attitude to have. You know, and then you also mentioned that about the All-Star break, and he was just like, nah, it's too far ahead. It's too far ahead. I'm looking forward to the next game. You know, it's a strange way of expressing itself.
We know they had an old saying, you should have seen it. Well, I need the job. And my mama told me a long time ago that every time I say, she used to tell me, not an answer. So he shut off the door.
Did he look crazy?
Yeah, you know, that's all I got to say about that one.
See, man, and I'm sitting there trying to give the man the benefit of the doubt because seriously what he said, like I said, it's not a bad attitude to have, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, you had to be there.
I mean, he's right, though. But, you know, the same thing applied to Kobe. Believe it or not, when I got in the locker room to talk to him, there was no one around Kobe. I mean, absolutely nobody. So I got to just go over there first and talk to him and get my chance to get my interview with one of my favorite players of all time. And I can't get in the shot, Rick. I can't get into the shot.
Good.
So, hey, you know, I can't get into the shot. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. That's over with. No big deal. I know I catch Kobe again another time. We got about 3 minutes left in the program.
Good job, Royce, because we was going to have to hear that for the next 2 years.
It would have been on every YouTube, everything. You know that. You know it would have been everywhere. Easily. It would have been on every website and everything. If you guys want to follow any more basketball action, especially about the Mavs, and of course they did lose tonight, there'll be a full write-up at DallasMavsBlog.com. They're a new sponsor. Make sure you check these guys out. They have a Twitter page. Twitter.com/DallasMavsBlog with two G's, and check them out as well too. So they're doing everything they got to do about the Mavs. You always want to check DallasMavsBlog.com. Before we go, we do want to let everyone know that tomorrow night is going to be a very, very special show. Chosen, I hope you can make it because we're going to be breaking down the championship games, the AFC championship, and also the NFC championship as well too. We'll be doing our picks. We're getting very, very close to the Super Bowl right here in Dallas. The picks are getting down to the wire. We got to figure out who's going to really be the pick champion. So I hope you can join us for that tomorrow night. So make sure you check in with us tomorrow, same time, same channel for tomorrow night. But before we go, something really interesting happened at the game last night. There was, of course, a lot of people there. It was a packed house, but there were a few celebrities there too. And they put a couple of them up on a Jumbotron. They first started with Tony Dorsett. They showed him on the big screen, and everyone cheered, of course. Then they had Emmitt Smith. He was there. They showed him. Everyone cheered, of course, even louder than they did for Tony Dorsett. But then they put Romo up on the big board. He was there with his wife, and he got booed, man. I mean, he got booed. You can hear it. I mean, booed loud, like booed.
Wow.
You know, so I just want to put that out there. No one wrote about that. No one said that. If you go to rfsportsradio.com, you'll see the story there. But the man got booed, Rick. And let me ask you, man, are the fans turning on Romo? I mean, they booed him, man.
I mean, they could be, or at least maybe the fans that was in the house that night did. You know, I mean, you have – all Romo needs to do is go out there and get him a couple wins under his belt, and all that boo stuff will stop.
Listen, everybody has wrote off Romo except you and Rodney. So,
that's out of that.
That's it. Am I right, Joseph?
Yes, definitely. Romo is out of there, and I think you know, that just proves it.
Right.
Yeah, he definitely got booed.
That's true.
He got booed last night.
What was the expression on his face?
He had to put that good, you know, the good smile on, like, you know, hey, you know, maybe those are just cheers, or maybe they're saying Romo or whatever. But he got booed last night, and no one wrote about that or said that. But he got booed.
Rodney, fair to tell y'all, he was the only one cheering.
Nah, don't go that far now. Don't go that far. I wouldn't cheer. I'm going to talk about that on another show. But that's been our show tonight. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, all of our callers. We had a lot of people who didn't get a chance to get on. Rossin, I know he'll be on tomorrow night's show. We didn't get a chance to get on tonight. And you guys keep checking with us. We'll see you guys tomorrow night for our AFC NFC Championship show. It's been the RF Sports Radio Show live on Blog Talk Radio. See you guys tomorrow.